我们每次来到晚上的最后一堂
，Each time when we come to the last message of the day，
好像我们都要说，哎，时间过得好快。
We must confess and say that time has flown by very quickly。
但是今天我愿意说，时间不等我们。
And we know that time waits for no one。
所以我们需要警醒。
So we must be alert。
那么我们开头的时候呢，还是先一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, let's also read the word of God together.
请弟兄姊妹打开希伯来书十二章。
Brothers and sisters, will you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12?
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
把第一节和第二节的前面一句话读一下。
We'll read from verses 1 and 2.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let us also, therefore, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, laying aside every weight and sin which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race that lies before us, looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith.
我们再看第三章
Hebrews chapter 3,
第一节
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
我们读前面那句话就可以。
We'll just read the first half here.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
然后我们回到第十一章
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章第三十九和四十节
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 and 40.
三十九、四十。
Hebrews 11:39 and 40。
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Hebrews 11:39. And these all, having obtained witness through faith,did not receive the promise, God having foreseen some better things for us, that they should not be made perfect without us.
哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
第八章
Second Corinthians chapter 8
哥林多后书第八章
Second Corinthians chapter
8 第二十三节
Verse 23
论到提多，他是我的同伴，一同为你们劳碌的。论到那两位弟兄弟，他们是众教会的使者，是基督的荣耀。
Whether as regards Titus, he is my companion and fellow laborer in your behalf, or our brethren, they are messengers of assemblies, Christ's glory. Show therefore to them.Before the assemblies, the proof of your love and of our boasting about you.
第十二章
Chapter 12.
零后十二章第十七和十八节
Second Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 8.
我所差到你们那里去的人，我借着他们一个人占过你们的便宜吗？我劝了提多到你们那里去，又差那位兄弟与他同去，提多占过你们的便宜吗？我们行事不同是一个心灵吗？不同是一个脚中吗？
Now, Second Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 17. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you?Walk we not in the same spirit, walk we not in the same steps.
我们看腓利门书
Philemon
第十七节
Verse 17
你若以我为同伴， 就收纳他，如同我，如同收纳我一样。
Philemon verse 17. If therefore thou holdest me to be a partner with thee, receive him as me.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
二十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
For even hereunto were we called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us a model that we should follow his steps.
腓立比书
Philippians
二章
Philippians chapter
2 第五节到第八节
verses 5 through 8。
你们当以基督耶稣的心，这个心原文是心思啊。你们当以基督耶稣的心思为心思，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Let this mind be in you, this mind, mindset, attitude, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
我们最后看以赛亚书第二章。
Lastly, let us turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节和第三节。
Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3.
末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过万岭，万民都要流归这山。必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们。我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the Lord, of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
我们开头的时候和弟兄姊妹讲到，
When we began, we shared with brothers and sisters,
今年的锡安特会，
this year's WCCC,
已经是第三十八年，
it would be our 38th year.
当我提到这个三十八年的时候啊，
And when I mention about these 38 years,
我心里面有一点点的感触。
I do have some sentiment.
我记得1985年。
I remember in 1985.
那么我邀请江弟兄，那么到西岸来开始这个特会。
I invited Brother Kong to come to the West Coast so we can have this conference.
他经过一个月的祷告。
He prayed for a month.
那么他答应来
，and he agreed to come。
所以因此呢，1986年
，therefore in 1986，
我们就开始了西岸的特会。
We began the West Coast Christian Conference。
所以到今年
，this year，
一共有38年
，38 years。
我们晓得在圣经里面呢
，we know that in the scriptures，
38是一个很有意义的数字。
Now this number 38 is quite meaningful。
弟兄姊妹记得吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you recall?
当保摩西把以色列百姓带到西乃山
when Moses took the people of Israel to Mount Sinai,
短暂的停留之后呢，神就要带他们进迦南。
After a brief stop there, God was to lead the people into Canaan.
当他们来到巴兰的旷野，在加迪斯巴尼亚
，and when they were right in the wilderness, right at Kadesh Barnea.
那已经在迦南地的边缘上。
That is right on the border of the land of Canaan.
因此他们打发了12个探子进迦南。
And they sent 12 spies into Canaan.
回来的时候呢，带着两个人扛着一挂葡萄。
And two of them will carry, on their shoulders a cluster of grapes.
这些探子们说，那的确是块美地。
And the spy said, indeed, it is a beautiful land.
但是有十个探子。
But ten of the spies,
他们报恶信。
They gave an evil report.
他说虽然那是美地。
Yes, it is, the land is beautiful.
但是里面住着的是强大的敌人。
But there is great and mighty enemy that dwells in the land.
我们进去的话就送死了。
If we go in, we'll be their food.
那么加勒跟约书亚两个人，他们鼓励神的百姓。
But Caleb and Joshua, they encouraged the people.
神与我们同在，我们都可以进去。
God is with us.We can enter and take the land.
结果百姓们呢，大家就生气，拿石头要打他们。
But the people got angry, wanted to stone them.
并且大家就在那里闹，就哭。
And they were, shouting and weeping there.
他们说摩西把我们带到这里，是要把我们送进去让敌人杀死。
And they complained to Moses, "You lead us into the enemy's land to kill us."
我们知道。那件事情叫神非常的愤怒。
And we know that provoked God to wrath.
本来呢，神是要带他们进去。
God was to lead the people in.
但是他看见这些人没有信心。
But the people lack faith.
所以因此呢，从加迪斯巴尼亚。
Therefore, at Kadesh Barnea.
神就调转他们的方向。
God turned their path.
结果他们就在旷野里面走了38年。
As a result, they wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
所以38年之后，他们又来到加底斯巴尼亚。
And after 38 years, again, they arrived at this place, Kadesh Barnea.
这一次，约书亚 带他们过约旦河。
And at this time, Joshua led them across the river Jordan.
他们从那里开始进入迦南美地。
And at that time, they enter into the beautiful land of Canaan.
所以我心里想，当然我不讲预言啊。
Of course, I'm not being prophetic here.
那么我有点感触。
But I do have this sentiment.
38年过去了。
38 years have passed.
我们希望呢，明年主就回来了。
We do desire that even next year the Lord shall return.
我们不需要再有这样的聚会。
And no longer do we need to meet in this way.
我们都能够一同聚在。主的宝座跟前。
And we'll all gather before our Lord's throne.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
愿主把这个深处的爱慕放在我们的里面。
May the Lord give us such a deep desire, a longing in our hearts.
我越来越感觉到。
More and more I do feel.
我们地上的光景只有主来了才会完美。
The condition which we have in this world, only when our Lord returns, when He comes, it will be perfected.
求主缩短这个日子。
And may the Lord shorten these days.
所以我们要有迫切的灵祷告，仰望主的再来。
So let us pray urgently for His return.
所以这是我内心深处的一点的感触。
This is really some sentiment, a feeling that I have deep in my heart.
相互的勉励。
And so, brothers and sisters, let us encourage one another.
那么。另外一件事情
Another thought
弟兄姊妹我们知道神从来不偏待任何人
We know that God is not partial
那么这是一件非常宝贵的事情
And this is very precious
我们读圣经很清楚看见
When we read the scriptures clearly we can see
在人类堕落之后
After man fell
天然的事情上面是有很多不平等的。
Now there are many things by nature is unequal.
所以我们每个人出生在这个世界中
Therefore, is each one of us are born into this world.
出生的也不平等。
It is not equal when we are born.
有的人一出生就很富贵，有的人一出生就很贫穷。
There is inequality in that way. Some are born rich and some are born poor.
有的人一出生就很好，有的人出生就不好。
And some have a good birth and others not so good.
在天然的世界里面是没有平等的。
In the natural world, there is inequality.
但是
，but
在属灵的事上
，with spiritual matters，
所有蒙恩得救的圣徒
，all the saints who have been saved by grace，
我们天上的父神给我们的对待都是一样的。
How our heavenly Father deals with each one of us is all the same.
都是美好的。
It is all good.
神借着他的儿子
，and God through His own Son，
赐给我们的生命
，He has given us life。
在每个圣徒的里面， 都是一样的。
And it is the same life in each and every saint.
所以在新约圣经里面告诉我们，神并不偏待人。
Therefore, the Bible tells us God is not partial. He does not show favoritism.
只有我们天上的神，他是不偏心的。
Now, because our God is impartial.
他虽然有这么多的儿女
though he has so many children,
他从来不会说爱这个多一点爱那个少一点
he would not favor one over the other.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你我一样是站在蒙爱的地位上面
you and I all the same are under his grace, loved by him.
所以神不管我们是什么人
therefore God regardless of who we are,
神从来不偏待
he is not partial.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们看见希伯来书
when we read Hebrews,
这十一章里面
in all 11 chapters,
作者很明显的要把这个意义把它表明出来
Now, very evidently the author shows us this in 11 chapters through Hebrews,
这些人他们在神面前蒙恩
Now all these individuals who are blessed by grace,
只有一个原因
there's only one reason,
就是因着信
it is by faith,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
所以今天呢
Therefore, today,
只要我们因着信
as long as all of us by faith,
我们一样能蒙到那许多的恩典
Likewise, grace will come upon us.
所以你看在希伯来书的十一章里面
Therefore, in 11 chapters of Hebrews,
他论到以色列古时这些人的时候
when it mentions of the saints of old,
有的人世纪很短
and some are short-lived,
只有亚伯拉罕
Only Abraham,
只有摩西
Moses,
他们的事情记载比较多
their events are recorded in more repetition.
不是因为神特别爱他们
not because God especially favors them.
因为神借着他们可以把神心目中间一些重要的一些属灵事告诉我们
But it is through these individuals God is able to express what is important in his heart to us.
所以他们两个的故事就讲得稍微多一点
therefore their story has more repetition.
并不是因为他们特别
It's not because they're unique.
弟兄姊妹你看他写到后来的时候
brothers and sisters, later on in the end of 11,
论到撒母耳
when it mentions about Samuel,
论到大卫
or even David,
这么一句话就带过去了
they're just expressed very in one sentence.
所以这里神给我们看见一件很清楚的
And therefore, God shows us very clearly.
神从来不偏待任何人。
God is not partial to anyone.
他们怎样因着信能在神面前蒙恩。
And they are blessed by grace because of faith.
今天我们只要因着信，我们就能在神面前蒙恩。
Likewise, today by faith we will all receive grace from God.
神爱大卫跟爱你我是一样。
God loved David and loved you and me all the same.
神爱保罗跟爱你我是一样的。
God's love to Paul is all the same to you and me.
我们必须相信这件事情。
Do we believe this?
我们讲过在神的眼中没有伟人的
that we said that we share that there's no great man before God
我们都是软弱的
we are all those who are weak
我们都是失败的罪人
and we are those sinners who have failed
所以我们要感谢神
therefore we have to thank God
所以在新约圣经里面
therefore in the new covenant
五次提到神不偏待任何人
five times it mentioned that God does not show favoritism
这个给我们带来何等大的安慰
and what great comfort this affords us
因为我们有很多神的儿女们呢
because many children of God
就想到将来到天上的时候
when they consider one day when I'm in heaven
哎呀一定是呢你看我们所知道的这些人呢他们得奖赏得恩典
and we say so and so they'll receive their reward and they have been blessed with grace.
我们永远都不可能。
Oh, it's impossible for someone like me.
你们有听过这个一个故事吗
I wonder if you have heard this story.
Moody 弟兄是一个大传福音的人。
Now, D.L. Moody was a great evangelist.
大西洋两岸上百万的人听过他传福音。
And over millions have heard him preach the gospel.
带领无数的人来归主。
He have led countless multitudes to believe in the Lord.
有一天晚上他做了梦。
And one day when he had a dream,
他梦到什么呢
What did he dream?
到了天上了
When in heaven
哇那个天门打开
And the gates were opened
哇一个大桌子上面好多的冠冕大大小小的冠冕
On the table there was great many crowns Big crowns, small crowns, many crowns
他心里想
And he thought to himself
那个大冠冕一定是我的
Oh, that big crown must be for me
到那个时候开始神开始颁奖了
And so God began to give those crownsAway.
就出乎他意料之外的
And then what was surprising to him
得那个大冠冕的是三个老姊妹
The one who gained that big crown were three older sisters
普通人根本不认识他们
he did not know them
他们三个人得了大冠冕
And so those three individuals had the great, a big crown
Why? 因为每一次穆迪站在台上讲道的时候
because each and every time when Moody was preaching
三个姊妹就在讲台的后面
and these three sisters were behind the stage
她们匍匐在地
and they prostrate on the ground
为着穆迪祷告
praying for Moody
为着聚会祷告
praying for the meeting
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
最后进天国的时候
so when he entered into the heaven, into heaven
三个老姊妹是得奖的
and so these three older sisters received their crown
那么穆迪一下醒过来了
and then suddenly he awoke
从那天开始
from that day on
他再也不敢骄傲
no longer was he prideful
再也不敢觉得自己有什么了不起
he would not think too great highly of himself
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们有理由相信
we have reason to believe
将来进天国的时候
when we enter into the kingdom
会叫你非常的诧异
it will surprise us
很多可能你从来都不认识的弟兄姊妹
perhaps there are many of brothers and sisters we don't seem to know
他们在暗中跟随主
and they follow the Lord in secret
他们是得奖赏的一般人
and they're the ones who receive the reward
反而你看见今天很多有名望的人
but many who see we see who are famous
不仅得不到奖赏
not only did they not receive the reward
可能聚在那里挨骂
oh perhaps they will be scolded
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
愿这些能带给我们激励
and so may such stories give us encouragement
我常常讲我是一个平凡的人
I share many times I'm someone very ordinary
我读圣经喜欢读平凡人的故事
now I like to read the story of the common people in the Bible
因为读到他们我就得鼓励
because when I read stories about them I'm encouraged
啊如果你老是读那个伟大的摩西我完了
when we read the great stories of someone great like Moses then oh well no hope for me
我就觉得我没希望
oh there's no hope for me
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
所有的人在神跟前
everyone before God
都是平凡的人
we are all common
所以希伯来书的作者特别强调这个点
therefore the author Hebrews especially highlights this
point 他们能在神面前蒙恩不是别的原因
the reason they receive grace for no other
不是他们的出身多高贵他们受了多高的教育
not because of their noble birth or high education
他们在地上有多少的才干
or how talented they are in this world
只有因着信
but only by faith
弟兄姊妹们我们需要能明白这件事情
brothers and sisters we must comprehend this point
这是唯一的原因蒙恩的
that's the only reason they have been
blessed with grace 所以今天如果你有这个信心活在神的跟前
therefore today when we live by faith before God
一样在主面前蒙恩
likewise we'll receive grace from him
从来不偏待任何人
God is not partial to anyone
但是我们讲这个信心呢乃是一个属灵的看见
now we have shared that faith is a spiritual seeing
所以我们要有一个爱慕
so we must have this desire
不管我们这些年我们懂得了多少属灵的知识
regardless of how much spiritual knowledge we may have
我们都应该像保罗一样
but we shall be like Paul
保罗得了那么大的启示
Paul has received such great revelation
他人就说就着我所知道的我人就是不知道
but he says that I still know that there is much that I don't know
我们不要以为我们过去已经听了很多的道读了很多属灵的书籍
do not think that we have read much of the Bible and we have read much spiritual
books 我们已经有了很多丰富的知识了
and we have abundance of spiritual knowledge
教会中的事圣经中事我们不晓没有不晓得的
and I know everything about the Bible and church history
我们最好谦卑来到主跟前
but we must come humbly before our Lord
我们说主啊我是个瞎眼的人
and say to him Lord I'm one who is blind
我人就需要你擦亮我的眼睛
I still need you very much to clear my eyes
要我能看见你今天要让我看见
so that I may see what you desire for me to see today
所以保罗在奔跑的时候
so as Paul was running
他就说忘记背后的
he said forgetting what lies behind
我们懂得他说这句话的意思吗
and we know the meaning do we know the meaning of his words
忘记背后的
forget what lies behind
弟兄姊妹神的恩典太丰富了
brothers and sisters the grace of God is too abundant
所以我们求主让我们在主的道路上不停顿。
Therefore, let us not be stationary, idle in the way of the Lord.
我们讲过这个属灵的看见。
And we say the spiritual seeing.
让他们看见了所看不见的。
So that they may see that which is unseen.
那个看不见的就是基督。
For that which is unseen is Christ.
所以保罗呢，希望啊能够。得着更多。
Now, therefore, Paul desires to gain even more.
有一天能在基督里得着上面来的奖赏。
So that one day he may obtain that prize of the high calling of God.
我们也讲过 翻过来说也是对的。
Now we said that if we turn that around, it is still right.
因为主开我们的眼睛。
Because the Lord opened our eyes.
我们有了这个属灵的看见。
And we have the spiritual seeing.
所以因此我们就有了这样的信心。
Therefore we have such faith.
所以希伯来书作者就是因着信，因着信。
So Hebrew author says by faith, by faith, by faith.
所以这个看见可以叫我们产生信心。
Therefore the spiritual seeing also produces faith in us.
他们因着里面的眼睛开了。
And because their inner eyes are open.
他们有了这样的信心。
And they have such faith.
所以他们就跑了与世人不同的道路。
Therefore they run a way which is different than those of the world.
他们就不再奔跑属地的路，那是奔跑属天的。
No longer do they run an earthly path, but they run the heavenly way.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
啊，但是呢，我们晓得
，we also know
奔跑这条属天的道路
，as we run this heavenly way
是需要付代价的。
We must have a cost.
这条路是很艰难的道路。
It is a difficult way.
这个 Dana 原谅我。
Now Dana, forgive me.
不是我想象中我们驾着大马车在那跑得快。
It's not that I'm riding on the horse and say go, go.
这是非常艰难的道路。
But it is a difficult way.
我们弟兄讲到基督所受的凌辱。
And our brother shared on the reproaches of Christ.
你跑这条道路，你要准备好受凌辱。
When we are on this way, be well prepared to have reproaches.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们在这条道路上往前。
When we are on this way ahead.
主今天呢，让我们看见。
Now the Lord shows us today.
也不是光我们一个人在跑。
We are not running alone.
我们更多需要是有同伴。
All the more we need companions.
在旧约圣经的里面。
Now in the Old Testament.
我们看见先祖的时代。
When we see the history of the forefathers.
他们奔跑的确很孤单的。
When they ran, it was lonely.
亚伯没有同伴。
There was no companions for Abel. No companions for Enoch.
挪亚还有几个家人。
Now Enoch had his family.
等到亚伯拉罕起来的时候。
Now in Abraham's time.
他进迦南。
He went to Canaan.
他是带了一个同伴。
Now he had a companion.
你们知道他那个同伴是谁？
You know who his companion was?
带了个罗德做同伴。
Lot was his companion.
所以不仅不给他帮助，给他带来很多难处啊。
His companion didn't help him much. In fact, gave him even more hardship.
叫他学功课，对不对？
And gave him lessons to learn.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
但是无论怎样，我们需要有属灵的同伴。
Regardless, we do need spiritual companionship.
所以希伯来书第三章告诉我们。
Therefore, Hebrews chapter 3 tells us.
我们是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
Holy brethren, we are partakers of the heavenly calling.
这个呼召是为着每一个圣徒的。
And this calling is for every saint.
主已经把我们从世界中分别出来。
The Lord has already separated us out of this world.
我们是属天的。
And we are of the heavenlies.
我们应该向着天。
Therefore, our direction should be heavenly.
我们应该在今生跑天路。
In this life, we ought to run the heavenly way.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important matter.
所以圣经呢，把这些历史的人物放在我们面前。
Therefore, when the scriptures record all these individuals in history for us,
就是为了激励我们往前去。
It is in order to encourage us.
他们可以，我们也可以。
They are able, and so are we.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们一定要有这样的信心。
We must have such faith.
仰望主的恩典。
And we look to His grace.
如果今天主的呼召临到我们，
If the calling of God comes to us today,
我们就要起来奔跑。
We must rise up and run.
那么保罗在新约时代中，
Now in the New Testament,
他给我们做了最好的一个激励。
He gave us a great encouragement.
保罗在腓立比书我们已经讲过了。
Paul in Philippians we have already shared.
他说奔跑这条属天的道路。
When he ran on this heavenly way,
第一个要为着自己来奔跑。
First, he ran for his own sake.
我们一定要得住主要我们得住的。
We must apprehend that which we were apprehended for.
那么第二点。
The second point we shared.
我们要为着主的目的来奔跑。
That we must run for his will.
一定要让主在我们身上能得住他要得住的。
So that we will gain which he gained us for.
这件这是一件事情的两面。
It is the same but two sides.
我们竭力的奔跑向着神的目的。
When we strive diligently toward the purpose of God,
我们就可以得住我们所要得住的。
We will gain what we will receive.
我们达到神的目的。
And when we obtain His will,
主在我们身上就得住他所要得住的。
He will also take possession of us.
啊，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
And how precious this is.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
愿主让我们能听见这个属天的呼召。
May the Lord cause us to hear this heavenly calling.
啊，在初期的教会里面。
In early church history.
在保罗之前。
Before Paul.
我们看见就有一般的圣徒们，他们已经在跑天路。
And we saw a group of saints. They are already running this heavenly way.
所以等到保罗这个起来逼迫基督徒的时候，
Therefore, when Paul rose to persecute the Christians,
他特别针对这一班跑这条道路的人逼迫。
He persecuted those on the way.
他们逼迫的是 the way 在这条路上的这些人。
They persecuted those of the way on the way.
因为这里有一班人，
There is this group of people.
他们特别重视主的道路。
That they were focused on the way of the Lord.
他们坚决地跟随主。
And they followed the Lord.
他们像斯提凡一样。
Just as Stephen.
他们眼睛开了。
And their eyes were open.
他们知道犹太教不能再待了。
They know they cannot be in Judaism.
所以他们起来做刚强的见证。
So they rose up and have a strong testimony.
他们跑了跟犹太教的人的路不一样。
And they ran a different way than the Judaizers.
这个遭受了保罗里面的记恨。
And they invoked the hatred of Paul.
所以呢，保罗是特别逼迫这班人。
And so Paul persecuted especially this people.
这班人。
And these people.
在新约圣经里面被称作路中之人。
And then they are the people of the way.
今天主也呼召我们。
And today the Lord also calls us.
要能成为路中之人。
So may we be those of the way, of this way.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
你看那个保罗啊。追逼这些人。
That Paul persecuted the people of this way.
他那个发那个热心多大。
And how zealous he was for it.
哎呀，从耶路撒冷一直追到外邦的城。
And from Jerusalem, he persecuted them to the other cities.
后来他跑到要不到大马色去。
He even wanted to persecute them in Damascus.
据说呢，从耶路撒冷到大马色恐怕要走路大概要七天。
Now from Jerusalem to Damascus is about 7 days journey.
你就知道他这个劲头有多大。
And then you know then what the scope is.
啊，今天我们恨一个人。
And so you know today when we hate someone.
叫你走七天的路去追他。
Oh, you have to chase him for 7 days.
你会吗？
That's how much hatred. Will you do that?
除非那是恨到极点了，对不对？
Oh, you really hate that person to that most.
你看那个保罗就是追着那么远的路。
And so Paul chased them for that long.
他真是很愚昧啊。
And so very foolish of him.
直到他后来蒙恩时候呢。
So after he was saved.
他非常的懊悔。
And he regretted deeply.
他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
And I am the chief of sinners.
我瞎眼。
I was blind.
我逼迫主耶稣。
And I persecuted the Lord Jesus.
我迫害主的教会。
And I have harmed his church.
但是那个时候他愚昧。
But he was foolish.
他只有宗教的热忱。
He only have religious zeal.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord for His mercy.
所以快到大马色的路上。
So on the way to Damascus,
主向他显现。
The Lord appeared to him.
大光把他打倒在地上。
And the great light shone upon him and struck him down.
等他起来之后。
And after he got up,
他自己变成路中的人。
And he also became one of this way.
从那天开始起。
And from that day on,
他本来是追别人的。
And he was chasing after others.
现在被别人追了。
But now he is the one being chased.
哦，那些犹太人追他也是非常的这个热切。
And also the Jews persecuted him greatly.
你记得有一次四十几个人禁食啊，要杀保罗。
And so 40 vowed and fast to vow to kill him.
所以弟兄姊妹就知道
so, brothers and sisters, we know,
这条道路是多么的艰难。
We know how difficult this way is.
就像我们主耶稣一样。
Just as our Lord Jesus himself.
他把天上的心意带到地上。
He brought the will of heaven to earth.
因为违反了犹太人的传统。
And it was all against the tradition of the Jews.
所以圣经中最可怕的话。
And the most fearful words in the Bible.
除掉他，除掉他。
Destroy him, crucify him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
因为你我今天要奔这条道路
Brothers and sisters, for us to run this way,
你要预备好这个代价
We must be prepared to pay this cost
任何人只要往这个路上一走
Anyone who is on this way
你可能就要听见魔鬼在那说除掉他除掉他
You can hear the devil whispering saying Kill him, destroy him.
但是这个代价是值得的，对不对？
But it is a price we're willing and worthy for us to pay, dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗不仅没有后悔。
Not only did Paul not regret,
并且他成为这条道路上面的最好的榜样。
But he has become a wonderful example to us on this way.
他跑了多年之后。
And after many years on the way.
哇，他真的是一个是变成一个好运动员了。
Now he has become a very good athlete.
所以他写了腓立比书。
So when he reads, writes Philippians,
弟兄姊妹，把他的经验告诉我们。
He tells us of his own experience.
若不是腓立比书第三章，
If it is not for Philippians chapter 3,
我们还不知道我们这个奔跑到底为着什么呢？
We really don't know why is it that we are running.
你看保罗解释得多么的清楚。
We can see how clearly Paul explains this to us.
这样跑叫你能够对得起你自己的一生。
When we run in this way, then we would not have lived in vain.
你这样跑，叫你能对得起主。
And when we run this way, we are worthy of the
man. 他教着我们怎么跑呢？
How should we run?
忘记背后，努力面前的。
Now to press on forward, forgetting what lies behind.
只有一件事，向着标杆直跑。
And we have to go press on toward the goal.
他是这样跑的。
And this is how he ran.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
只有这样，他能得着神从上面要他来得的奖赏。
Only when we run in this way, we receive the prize.Of the high calling of God on high. We thank our Lord.
当我们读使徒行传的时候，
When we read the book of Acts,
我们看见保罗在那里竭力地往前奔跑。
We see how he runs diligently, striving forward.
因着他的服事，
And because of his service,
他激励了很多的人。
And he has encouraged many.
因此呢，在这一路上面，
Therefore, on the way,
虽然有很多的反对，有非常大的艰难，
There is much hardship, much opposition.
又遭石头打，又被关监牢，
And he was in prison, he was stoned.
但是却激发了许多爱主的。
But yet it has provoked many to love the Lord.
所以因此呢，
Therefore,
他就得着了许多奔天路的好同伴。
Therefore, he gained many good companions along this way.
你看，在他的书信中间，
And we can see throughout his epistles,
他提到了许多的人。
He has mentioned many individuals.
我们读使徒行传，
When we read the book of Acts,
我们也知道他周围有很多好的弟兄姊妹。
We can see he's surrounded by many good brothers and sisters.
啊，像百基拉、雅居拉这样的弟兄姊妹。
And just as Priscilla and Aquila.
啊，他有像路加这样的医生。
And the physician Luke.
好像得着提摩太、提多。
And also Timothy and Titus.
得着腓利门。
And Philemon.
弟兄姊妹，你光是看罗马书第十六章，
Brothers and sisters, even when we read Romans chapter 16,
那里大概提到的人的名字有三十多个。
There's over 30 names that are listed there.
这都是当代跟保罗一同奔天路的同伴。
And they're the individuals who ran of their generation together along with Paul.
所以他能激励别人。
Therefore, he can encourage others.
他也得着别人的鼓舞。
And he himself are cheered and encouraged by others.
弟兄姊妹，这条路太艰难。
Brothers and sisters, this is a lonely path.
有同伴是很幸福的。
It is very difficult, so it's blessed to have companions.
啊，今天在教会中，
Today in the church,
有一些弟兄姊妹感觉很孤单的。
There are some brothers and sisters who may feel lonely.
找不到什么真正属灵的同伴。
Now they cannot find a true spiritual companion.
那么原谅我这样说。
Forgive me to put it this way.
1973年的时候，
In 1973,
主把我带到美国。
The Lord brought me to the U.S.
正好到洛杉矶。
And he brought me to L.A.
我从前在台湾，
Before I was in Taiwan,
我有很多属灵的同伴。
I did not have many spiritual companions.
常常我们在一起，一起祷告，一起祷告。
I had many spiritual companions. We have fellowship, we pray together.
It
was so joyful.
哎呀，大家因为邻里相通。
Because we have fellowship in the spirit.
后来我一到了美国，
But after I came to the US,
立刻我发现一件事情呢，
Immediately I discovered,
我变得很孤单。
I became very lonely.
我找不到什么人交通。
I did not find anyone I can have fellowship with.
周边不是没有弟兄姊妹。
It is not that there was no brothers and sisters around me.
你发现你跟他谈这些属灵的事情没有反应。
But when I discovered we share on spiritual matter, there's no response.
甚至我们的弟兄讲了一点属灵的事情。
And there are some spiritual matters we share on.
那些是当时还是同工呢。
And that we are even co-workers at that time.
他说你们讲的是天方夜谭呢。
And when we share on spiritual matter, they say, oh, that's fantasy. Oh, that won't happen.
弟兄姊妹，刚来说我里面真是很灰心啊。
Brothers and sisters, I was greatly discouraged.
哎呀，我找不到可以谈话的人。
I cannot find anyone to have fellowship with in that way.
内心非常的非常的痛苦。
And it was very sorrowful.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
这么多年过来，
many years have passed.
我看见在美国主兴起很多的人。
I see that there are many individuals raised throughout the U.S.
今天在座的弟兄姊妹，
today, everyone here.
你们也是在这个环境中被主兴起来。
And you have been risen by the Lord in such conditions.
我们要相互的勉励。
We must encourage one another.
我们要做同伴。
We must have companionship.
我们一同的奔跑。
We have to be fellow partakers to run
together. 虽然在先祖的时代。
And in the days of the forefathers.
那些他们是单独的跑的。
They ran alone.
但今天我们知道他们已经聚在主跟前了。
But today we know they gather in the Lord's presence.
哇，好多人啊。
And there are many that are around.
一大堆的过去奔跑。
There is a multitude who have ran this race.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天在地上。
Today while on earth.
我们就需要有真正的好的同伴。
We truly need a true companion to run together.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians.
12章那里。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
因为当时呢，保罗呢。这个用提多
At that time when Paul used Titus
帮他呢传递一些的弟兄姊妹的奉献款
As a messenger to deliver some of the offerings of the brethren
你知道这哥林多的教会是最难办的教会
Now you know it was a very difficult assembly there in Corinth
保罗在那里服侍了这么长的一段日子
Paul labor served them for many a long time.
有很多人是喜欢他的。
And many loved Paul.
但是反对他的人也很多。
But there are even more who opposed him.
他们看保罗做任何事情都不顺眼。
And no matter what Paul did, it was not what they liked.
保罗呢，打发一个提多去做这个事情。
And when Paul sent Titus to them,
哎呀，他们说，你看保罗用诡计。
They would claim, Paul's up to no good.
他要牢笼我们。
And he's going to trick us, cheat us.
哎呀，保罗心里面好难过啊。
And Paul was sorrowful because of that.
保罗就说，我打发提多到你们去，提多占过你们的便宜吗？
And Paul says, I've sent Titus to you. Did he make a gain of you?
你们这样的对待他。
Why did you treat him in this way?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着这件事情。
Because of this,
结果让保罗说出了一个非常重要的原则。
Paul then shares a very important principle.
那就是真正做同工的原则。
It is a principle for true fellow laborer.
什么是真正的同工呢？
What is a true fellow laborer?
真正的同工。
A true laborer.
就是同一个心灵。同一个脚步。
It is the same spirit, the same step.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着那一个本来是不好的事情。
Something out of no good.
却让保罗被激发出来说了一句最重要的一些的话语。
Has inspired Paul to say some very important words.
所以今天要能够一同奔跑主的天路
Therefore today in order for us to run together in this heavenly way
是要有同一个心灵
We must have the same spirit
同一个脚步
And the same step
那么我们知道这个同一这个字啊
Now we know this word same
非常的宝贵
It is very important
这里的意思就是说不是谁跟从谁
This meaning is not who is following after who
因为你有这样的灵我也有这样的灵
Because you have the spirit I have the same spirit
因为你走在这个脚步里
And when you take this step
我也走在这个脚步里
I'm also taking the same step
所以我们是同工
Therefore we're fellow laborers
所以我们就是同伴
And therefore we are companions
就大家共同有的一个经历
Because we have the same experience
我们知道这不仅是保罗个人的谦卑
And we know it's not because Paul was being humble
他更是懂得主的心意
But even more so because Paul knew the heart of the Lord
希伯来书里面有一个很重要的思想
Now there's this very central important thought in Hebrews
道成肉身来到地上成为人
When our Lord Jesus was the Word become flesh
有好两次提到说呢主要与他的弟兄相同
And he is a partaker with his fellow brethren
他是神的儿子
He is the very son of God.
但他到地上来
But when he came into this world,
他愿意与我们一样
He is willing to be like us.
你要知道今天呢我们这些人算不得什么
You know we really are nothing.
有时候我们跟人弟兄姊妹在一起啊
Sometimes when we're together with brothers and sisters.
我们都想弄得跟别人不一样
We always want to be outstanding, different than from others.
我记得有一次一个弟兄告诉我
I remember one time a brother told me,
他一个年长弟兄打电话。
He was speaking with an older brother.
那个弟兄说呢，他说我尊重你跟尊重别的你一样。
I said, I respect you just the same as I respect others.
他说哦，你现在把我看得跟他们一样了。
Then the reply was, oh, so you're treating me the same like everyone else now?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看，这是什么灵啊？
What kind of spirit is that?
保罗没有这样的意思。
Paul did not have such intention.
提多比他年幼的多。
Now, Titus was much younger than Paul.
提多是可以做他儿子的。
It could be his son.
对不对？
Right?
但是保罗看提多是同伴。
But yet Paul viewed Titus as his fellow laborer.
所以我们看见保罗因为他看见基督。
And because Paul saw Christ.
他有那么大的启示。
And he received such great revelation.
他有那么大的恩赐。
And such great gifts.
但从来他都不敢不能没一个感觉他是在弟兄之上。
But he never said he was one step higher, a level higher than the others.
所以这是一个同一这个字是多么宝贵的一件事。
Therefore, this word same is very precious, very important.
我们知道今天基督教里面
we know in Christianity today,
很喜欢弄点地位弄点名声。
We like hierarchy and we like to have a famous name.
你有了地位有了名声你就是要跟别人不一样。
And when we have fame andposition, we're different than the others.
主耶稣愿意跟我们一样。
The Lord Himself wanted to be alike with us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
真正的同工
so a true companion,
同一个
same,
同一个灵
it is the same spirit,
同一个脚步
same step.
若不是同一就不是真同工。
It is not the same, then it is not a same companion or a true same fellow laborer.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们是因为有同一个心灵同一个脚踪所以我们一同侍奉主
It is because we have the same spirit, same step, so we serve together our Lord.
哎呀有的时候心里面感觉很遗憾
Sometimes I have this regret.
基督教里面搞了太多的花样
In Christendom today, there are so many different things.
很多的组织啊很多的这些工作、啊、
There are so many organizations, so much different work.
弄得这个弟兄姊妹中间呢，这个好像就变得很多的不同了。
And amongst brothers and sisters, there are so many different situations.
所以有人就讲嘛。
And so some will say.
有时候在教会里面侍奉啊。
Sometimes when I serve in the church.
好像我们在一个公司上班一样。
It's just like working in the company.
大家为了做一件事。
And so we're all trying to get this done.
但是我们知道在公司里面那个叫同事，对吧？
But In the company, we're colleagues.
那个不叫同工啊。
We're not fellow laborers.
是同事啊。
We're colleagues.
所以今天呢
so
我们是要同工保罗是要同工。
Paul says he's looking for fellow laborers. We are fellow laboring together.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
保罗在这里说了一句非常重要的话。
Paul gives us very important words here.
就是什么呢
What is it?
就同一个心灵。
Same spirit.
同一个脚踪。
Same step.
只有同一个心灵
only when it's the same spirit
同一个脚踪
same step
我们才能够做同伴
then we can be a companion
你知道这个同伴这个字非常的宝贵
now you know this companion this word is also very precious
这个同伴这个字呢它有交通的意思在里面
now this word companion has also this meaning of fellowship
是彼此可以交通的
and we can have mutual fellowship
这里说同一个心灵
and so the same spirit here
原文其实是就是灵没有心这个字
and so it is spirit and not just heart and spirit but just the same spirit
所以有的翻译本里面把这个灵翻成圣灵
and therefore some will translate it the same spirit as Holy Spirit
也是这般人就是每个人都是跟随圣灵
that's true because all of us are same spirit because we follow the Holy Spirit
我们看见保罗说的同工都是跟随圣灵
and we see when Paul says the fellow laborers they all follow the Holy Spirit
就像保罗所说的一样他们从圣灵重生也靠圣灵行事
and therefore they are born of the Spirit they also they walk by the Spirit
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这是一个很重要的事情
this is very important
今天主把圣灵赐给我们
today God has given us the Holy Spirit
我们每个弟兄姊妹都要跟着圣灵走
each one of us we must walk by the Spirit
我们要学习让圣灵在这里带领我们
we must learn to obey the Holy Spirit have the Spirit guide us
那么圣灵掌权在我们身上
and when the Holy Spirit is governing us
我们是受圣灵管制的一般人。
And we're one who is ruled by the Holy Spirit.
既然我们在一起是同一个灵。
Therefore, when we gather together, we are of the same spirit.
可以做同工。
And we can be fellow laborers.
啊，所以他们有。因为 有圣灵，所以我们有相同的看见。
Therefore, they have the Holy Spirit, so there is the same vision.
他们可以彼此有交通。
And there is fellowship.
当然，这个灵啊。
Of course, this spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这圣经里面讲这个的时候，非常的丰富。
When the scriptures speak about this, it's very rich.
那么，我想另外一个重要的点，就他们里面有仆人的灵。
Therefore, another important.Point is within them they have a spirit of a servant. Because they are all those who serve the Lord. Therefore they love the Lord and they love the Master's house.
圣经里面呢，关于神的仆人呢，
when you speak about servant,
那么圣经有很多地方讲到神赐给仆人的灵。
And therefore many instances when we said we have a spirit of the servant.
这个实在太多了。
There's many instances.
我想今天呢，我只能从圣经中举一些例子说明一下。
I'll only give you some illustrations from the Bible about having a spirit of a servant.
比方说像保罗和他的同工们。
For example, when Paul views his fellow workers.
他们里面有清洁的灵。
They have a pure spirit.
他们真的不爱世界。
They do not love the world.
他们也不顾世界的名利。
They are not mindful of the fame and riches of this world.
我们知道今天在跟随主的路上。
We know on this way as we follow the Lord.
如果我们的灵不够清洁。
If our spirit is not clean and pure.
很容易受到名和利的影响。
Very easily will be impacted by fame and wealth.
我们知道这个名和利呀。
We know this fame and riches.
是撒旦用来喂养我们肉体的东西。
It is something that.Satan uses to feed our flesh.
没有人不喜欢的。
All of us love this.
弟兄姊妹，你喜欢成名吗？
Brothers and sisters, don't you want to be famous?
好多侍奉主人都很希望很快成名。
Many who serve the Lord want to be very famous.
这个名啊，哇，对这个传侍奉主的人来讲，那是大的引诱。
This fame is a great temptation for those who serve the Lord.
慢慢的，越来越有名了。
I'm more and more well known.
多好啊！
How wonderful!
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们忘记了，
we have forgotten that,
世人都知道，
the world knows,
你树大招风啊，
when you're a big tree, the wind will blow at you, and,
有名不是件好事情，
you garner the,
但是我们的肉体喜欢，
and the more you like that,
钱财有谁不喜欢呢？
Who doesn't like wealth?
哎呀，那个侍奉主，越侍奉主钱越多了，
the more you serve the Lord, the more you serve him, you garner more wealth.
哎呀，那真的是很欢喜啊。
So it's my pleasure.
弟兄姊妹，是仇敌的诡计。
But brothers and sisters, this is the scheme of the devil.
我们里面需要有什么清洁的灵。
We must have a clean, a pure spirit.
侍奉主。
When we serve the Lord.
一定要守洁心清。
Now we must have a pure heart and clean hands.
否则的话，你毁坏你自己的前途。
Otherwise, we'll destroy our own future.
你毁坏主的工作。
And we'll also harm the Lord's work.
所以一个神的仆人里面需要什么清洁的灵。
Therefore, within a servant spirit, it must be pure and clean.
那么还有公义的灵。
And also a righteous spirit.
神把公义的灵赐给他的仆人。
And they must have a just spirit.
他们一定要行神眼中看为对的事。
They must do what is right in the sight of God.
你知道我们侍奉主啊。
You know, as we serve the Lord.
我们多容易活在人的眼光底下。
We live under the sight of others.
我们觉得人的眼光比神的眼光更重要。
When others are looking at us, we feel we want to please them more than God.
如果人都这么看我们好，我们高兴得不得了。
Well, if others view me and love me, I'm so happy.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
侍奉主的人，
those who serve the Lord,
一定里面要有公义。
There must be righteousness.
非常的重要。
It is very important.
保罗一生持守这个公义。
And Paul held on to this righteousness.
所以最后他说，
so at the end he says,
我到主那里去，
when I'm with the Lord,
我可以得公义的冠冕。
There is a crown of righteousness reserved for me.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
所以这个公义的灵。
Therefore, we have to have a righteous spirit.
那么还有善良善的灵。
And we have to have a kind spirit, a gentle spirit.
这个良善的意思是什么呢？
Now, what does this mean to be kind?
良善的意思最好意思就是与人无伤。
And that is to have no harm to others.
我们知道肉体是伤人的。
We know the flesh will harm others.
但是这个良善的灵呢？
But this gentle and
kind spirit 从来不伤害任何人的。
Will not harm anyone. You know, when we gather together, I'll harm you and I'll poke you and hurt you.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们里面需要有这样的灵。
Oh, within we must have such a gentle spirit.
你看我们的主在地上的时候,
and when our Lord was on earth,
他是神的仆人,
he is the servant of God.
他是多么的良善,
and how kind and gentle he is.
啊, 那么犹太人那样的对待他,
and the Jews mistreated him.
但是他表现出来都是良善,
but he only returned that evil with good.
最后被挂在木头上,
and even he was hung on the cross.
下面还在冷嘲热讽,
and when they were mocking him and scorning him.
你看我们的主多良善,
and our Lord was so kind.
主说父啊赦免他
们, oh Father forgive.
因为他们所做的他们不知道,
for they not know what they do.
弟兄姊妹们, 每一个鞭伤都打出主的良善,
oh brothers and sisters, by each stripe it shows how kind he was.
每一个巴掌都打出主的良善,
and he was struck.It was revealing
his kindness.
And when they pressed the crown
upon his head,
and the blood only flows forth kindness.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
主为我们受的凌辱是何等样的凌辱,
all the reproaches that he suffered for us.
但是这个凌辱更叫主的良善如光一样的照射出来。
But the greater the reproach, the greater that kindness will shine forth.
这是我们今天里面需要的灵。
And this is the spirit we must have today.
我们处在的一个环境，那是一个肉体非常可怕的环境。
The circumstances we live, it is filled with the flesh around us.
只有你里面有这个灵。
But when we have such a spirit within,
你能爱弟兄姊妹。
We love brothers and sisters.
你能爱那个不可爱的。
And we love one who is not lovely, unlovable.
就不管人怎么对待我们,
regardless of how others treat me,
我们流出来的是良善,
what flows forth is kindness.
这是仆人的灵,
this is the spirit of a servant.
当然也是顺服的灵,
of course this is also an obedient spirit.
他们乐意受苦,
and they're willing to suffer.
主耶稣到地上来是乐意受苦,
and our Lord came and he was willing to suffer.
那么当然这个灵也是忠心的灵,
of course this is also a spirit that is faithful.
他们持守神的托付,
and he was faithful to what God entrusted him.
保罗看神的托付, 神给的指示比自己性命更重要,
and Paul saw the ministry which God has entrusted him even more precious than his own life.
至死忠心,
and he was faithful unto death.
是这样的灵,
and that is such a spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当然你再读还有神给我们是智慧的灵,
of course we read on, we know that he gives us a spirit of wisdom,
叫我们明白神的心意,
so that we know the heart of God,
叫他们从来不做任何一件不智慧的事情,
so that we would not do something that is foolish.
你知道因为我们的愚昧,
you know, because of our foolishness,
我们在生活中不知道犯了多少愚昧的事,
and in our life we have done so many foolish things,
犯了不智慧的事,
and we have done something, many things that are unwise.
我最记得我们从前一位年长的弟兄,
I remember there's an elder brother,
他在我们西雅图当长老,
and he was an elder in Seattle.
他常常起来喜欢讲一句话,
and he often likes to say this.
他说我们的神,
our God,
从来不会做一件不智慧的事,
he will never do something that is not wise.
他说都是对的,
that is right.
神也把这个灵赐给他的仆人,
and may God grant such a spirit to his servants.
神也给我们有谋略的灵,
and God has given us a discerning spirit,
counsel,
a spirit of counsel.
就可以呢弟兄姊妹们能会运用属灵的原则,
so that we know how to give counsel with spiritual principle.
我们知道在侍奉上会运用属灵的原则非常重要,
now we know with such a spirit to know how to give good counsel is very important.
有的时候我们碰见事情我们大家来开会,
and many times when we encounter something, let's have a meeting.
啊，这个时候你看见大家都来出主意了,
and then so we all have our own opinion.
有人这样讲有人那样讲,
and some give this opinion, others that opinion.
那么这个时候就看谁里面有这个谋略的灵,
but we have to see which has the spirit of counsel,
他能够把主的原则带出来,
and so that can bring forth the principle of the Lord.
我们里面就有路可走,
and then there will be a way.
这个灵也是知识和敬畏的灵,
and this way is also a way of reverence and knowledge and understanding.
我们有了这样的知识叫我们里面产生敬畏,
and when we have such understanding, we will have produced reverence.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we must understand.
今天我们是处在一个不敬畏的时代,
we are living in a generation where there's not God honoring.
那个敬畏的心啊, 今天是在教会中间都不多看见,
and we do not see often this God fearing heart in the church.
因为这个不敬畏,
because we lack such reverence.
叫我们失去多少神的祝福,
and we have lost out on so much of God's blessing.
我有次记得江弟兄告诉我们,
I remember Brother Kong telling us.
他说在中国1930年代,
and the 1930s in China,
他们的属灵的知识很少, 没有我们现在知道这么多。
They lacked much spiritual understanding, not as much as we have today.
但是呢弟兄姊妹的敬畏比今天强。
Oh, but they were very God-feeling. They were much more reverent than we are today.
他们很多事情都不敢做。
Many things they dare not do.
我也承认我们有很大的亏欠。
And I confess that we have much shortcoming
here. 因为我们有了很多属灵的知识。
Because we have so much spiritual understanding.
我们就为自己的错误来做解释。
And so we even find an explanation for our error.
给自己的良心来垫平安。
And so we appease our own conscience.
一直失去了对神的敬畏。
And so we lost that reverent heart to God.
弟兄姊妹，神是可怕的。
Brothers and sisters, and he is a fearful God.
你要知道他有一面是可怕的。
You know there is this aspect of God where there is judgment.
一个人如果能怕神,
if we fear God,
那是蒙福的一件事情。
It is a blessed thing.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们从圣经里面还可以看见很多的这些神所赐给他仆人的灵。
From the Bible, we can see many other spirit which he gives to his servant.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
And it's very precious.
那么保罗呢在写提摩太后书的时候。
And when Paul wrote 2 Timothy,
有一个很重要的原因。
There is a very important reason for it.
因为呢他那个年轻的同工提摩太啊。
Because his young fellow co-worker Timothy,
他的性格比较软弱。
Now he was more timid and weak.
他不像提多很刚强。
It was unlike Titus,who was more strong and bold.
所以你看见有很多艰难的事情呢，神都请提多去做。
Now, therefore, more of the difficult task it was asked of Titus to do.
提摩太很善良。
Now, Timothy was very gentle.
但是性格非常软弱。
But he was very weak and timid.
他从前跟着保罗旁边。
And he was beside Paul.
哎呦，他就觉得很稳妥啊。
And so he was very secure.
什么事情都是保罗出头嘛。
Well, Paul will stand in the forefront.
就像我们年轻时候跟这些年长弟兄。
So when we are young, we will follow the older brothers.
他们在前面冲锋。
They go ahead of us, being first.
我们就在后面摇旗呐喊。
We're just being the cheerleader behind.
喊得很大声。
And we shout loud.
哎呀，觉得有依靠。
And so we have someone to lean on.
结果现在呢，保罗被关在监牢里了。
But now Paul's in prison.
那么他在以弗所当长老不知道怎么办呢。
And so he is an elder in Ephesus. What should I do?
结果他就整天流泪。
So he was crying all day long.
整天流泪。
And he was crying all day long.
所以保罗呢就知道提摩太现在有一个难处。
And so Paul knew this hardship for Timothy.
他的灵软弱了。
And he was weak in his spirit.
因此在提摩太书信里面他讲到
Therefore Paul writes in 2 Timothy
神赐给我们的灵不是软弱的灵
God did not give us a spirit of timidity
是刚强仁爱谨守的灵
But it is of a spirit of a sound mind and of love and a sound mind
神的灵是刚强的
His spirit is strong
神的灵是充满爱的
It is filled with love
神的灵是有健全心思的
It is also of a sound mind
所以是保罗就在这里鼓舞提摩太的灵。
Therefore, Paul was cheering on, encouraging the spirit of Timothy.
说提摩太后书最后一句话是什么
？So what are the last words in 2 Timothy?
他说：“愿主与你的灵同在。
”Therefore, may the spirit of the Lord be with your spirit.
所以，一个侍奉主的人，如果灵的光景软弱，你就很难服侍。
Therefore, when we have a weak spirit, it is hard for us to serve.
你的恩赐也发挥不出来了。
We cannot express the gift which we have received.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers.And sisters.
所以因此保罗鼓舞他的灵。
Therefore, Paul was encouraging the spirit of Timothy.
所以当我们论到这个仆人的灵的时候
，Therefore, when we speak about the spirit of the servant,
我们看见圣经有许许多方面的一些的教训。
We see so many of the teaching about the spirit of the servant.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗和他的同工们
，Paul and his fellow workers,
和他的同伴们
，and his companions,
他们有同一个灵。
They have the same spirit.
所以他们可以在一起
So they can serve together
他们在一个灵里面跟随主
And in one spirit they follow the Lord
那么不仅有同一个灵
And not only of one spirit
还有同一个脚中
But of the same step
那到底是在谁的脚中里
Now in whose footstep
我们想说提摩太年轻
We can say, oh, maybe Titus and Timothy, they're young.
他说我们呢走在保罗的脚中里就可以了。
Oh, they probably are following the footsteps of Paul.
你知道这是很多青年弟兄姊妹喜欢做的事情。
Now, this is many of the young brothers and sisters what we like to do.
啊，我们都喜欢跟着一个有恩赐的弟兄。
Oh, I like to follow a brother who is so gifted.
跟着一个有恩赐的姊妹。
Oh, a sister who's so gifted.
哎呦，我年轻时候看见有一些这些教会中年长的弟兄姊妹。
When I was young, I see the older brothers and sisters.
他们周围有常常围了一大堆的人。
No, there are so many. They're always surrounded by a crowd.
他那个弟兄是什么样，他们就什么样。
And however that brother is, they act the same.
有样学样。
And they imitate that brother.
跟着他们的脚步走就可以了。
And they just follow along.
那等有一天那个年长的弟兄和姊妹过世。
One day that older brother or sisters pass on.
他们就不知道怎样跟谁走。
Now they have no one to follow. They don't know what to do.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们是跟着谁的脚中走呢？
Whose footsteps do they follow?
不是跟着任何人的脚中。
It is not in the footsteps of any other.
那么彼得。
For Peter.
在他写他的书信的时候。
When he wrote his epistles.
彼得提醒我们。
Peter reminds us.
主为我们留下了受苦的榜样。
And he has given us an example of how he walked, how he suffered.
要我们跟随他的脚中行。
In order that he has left us an example, a model that we should follow his steps.
所以彼得是跟着主的脚中行。
Therefore, Peter followed the steps, the footsteps of our Lord.
我们知道保罗也是跟着主的脚中行。
And Paul likewise also following the steps of our Lord.
保罗也鼓励许多的圣徒们跟着主的脚中行。
And Paul also encouraged the saints to follow the steps of the Lord.
因为那个时候保罗开始有恩赐比较出名了。
Because now Paul was gifted and he was more well known.
很多人就想效法保罗。
And many want to imitate Paul.
保罗说你们效法我像我效法基督。
But Paul says you imitate me as I imitate Christ.
你们要走主耶稣的脚中啊。
You must go in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
彼得特别告诉我们。
And Peter especially tells us.
属天的道路。
This heavenly way.
是主用受苦的脚中走出来。
It is a footsteps that was gone through suffering.
所以今天你要跑属天的路。
So today when we want to go this heavenly way.
你要知道这条道路上面都是主受苦的脚中。
You must understand, he left an example, a model for us. This is the footsteps of suffering.
所以这个今天呢，主要我们跟着他走。
So the Lord desires for us to follow after him.
所以要有受苦的心志。
Therefore, we must arm ourselves with this heart to suffer.
跑天路。
To go on this heavenly way.
是有代价的。
There is a cost.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但是这个代价是非常的有意义。
But at this cost, it is very meaningful.
在英文里面，我记得一句短的话。
I remember this saying in English.
就是 No pain, no glory.
No pain, no glory.
没有痛苦就没有荣耀。
So no pain, no glory.
如果今天我们怕吃苦。
If we are fearful of pain.
不愿意走这条路。
And we don't want to go on this way.
将来就没有荣耀可得。
There is no glory.
所以呢。预备好心智。
So let us arm ourselves with this heart.
走在主的脚中里。
To follow the steps of our Lord.
那彼得只告诉我们。
And Peter also tells us.
用受苦做榜样。
And he has given us this model, this example.
让我们走在这个脚中里。
Which he has suffered that we follow his
steps. 那么今天我们如何能走在主的脚中里呢？
And today, how do we follow after his steps?
当然我们可以说圣经中有四卷福音书。
Of course, we say, well, there are the four Gospels.
记载着主耶稣在地上33年半的故事。
And it records for us the story of our Lord's walk on earth for 33 and a half years.
哇，这四卷书太丰富了。
And it's so rich in these four Gospels.
马太、马可、路加、约翰。
And we can see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
记载了主无数的故事。
And all the stories about our Lord.
那我们要从这个里面去找主的脚踪啊。
And so from there, we can look for the steps of our Lord.
有的时候我们读到一点，这里一点，那里一点，
and sometimes
we read
a point here, a point there, and we have all these points.
太丰富了。
It is so rich.
不容易记得。
It is hard for us to remember.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
有时候我读到保罗的书信，
and when I read the epistles of Paul，
特别我读到保罗的这个腓立比书第二章，
especially when we reach Philippians chapter 2，
我们看见保罗做了一件很好的事情。
We see Paul has done something wonderful.
他把主耶稣一生的经历
All the experience of life of our Lord.
把它集中在几个重要的点上。
He summarized on these very important points.
用这个简单的话告诉我们如何来走主的路。
And these simple words tell us how to go after the steps of our Lord.
我们都知道腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节的话是非常的宝贵。
And we know the preciousness of the words in Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8.
这几十年过来
These several decades have passed.
弟兄姊妹 这些话是我绝对不要忘记。
Brothers and sisters, these are words that I cannot forget.
所以过去很多年
So many years.
一有机会，我总是把这个和弟兄姊妹交通。
Very so often, I share this with brothers and sisters.
我记得多年前在西安特会里，我也讲过这一段。
I remember years ago, I have shared on this passage with at the WCCC.
但是我愿意不厌其烦的讲。
But I want to continue. If you bear with me, to share on this again.
有这段话对我们今天的生活侍奉来讲。是太重要的一个指示。
Because this is a very important direction guide for us as we learn to serve.
保罗告诉我们，我们要里面有基督那样的心思。
So Paul tells us within, let this mindset be in you as it is in Christ.
我们的经验都告诉我们。
Our experience tells us.
今天我们的生活。
Today our life.
你怎样想你就怎样走，对不对？
Whatever is on our mind, that's what we will do.
是不是这样呢？
Is that so?
你想做什么你就到哪里去了。
Do whatever you like and whatever you think you'll
do. 你的脚步是受你的思想影响，心思影响的。
Footsteps are guided by your mind. What you're
thinking. 所以主耶稣在地上的时候
，So when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
用基督的心思
，Let this mindset
显出他在地上的生活
，Have manifested his living.
所以如果我们有了基督的心思
，So when we have such a mind which was in Christ in us,
自然就走在主的脚步里面。
Very naturally, we'll follow after his steps.
哎呀，我们真是要感谢主。
Oh, indeed, how we must thank our Lord.
感谢我们这个保罗弟兄啊。
And we thank our brother Paul.
他实在给我们做了一个。太好的一件事情了。
And he has left us something very wonderful.
所以最后呢，我要把这一段话再和弟兄姊妹们作为一个提醒。
So again, I want to use these words here as a reminder for brothers and sisters.
如果你多年听见，今天跟你复习啊。
If you have heard this before, let's be reviewed again today.
希望你牢记在心。
So that you grasp this and remember this.
这样的话呢，我们可以知道怎样的来走主的。
So that we know well how to follow after his footsteps.
这里的话
the words here,
每一个点都是非常的宝贵
each point is very precious.
要我们从四福音书里面我们要找出这些我们还不容易
It is not easy for us to find an illustration from the four gospels of these points.
但是是保罗把它
But Paul himself summarized it here for us.
给我们有极大的帮助。
And it is of great help to us.
那么我们看这个腓立比书第二章。
So Philippians chapter 2.
第六节开始。
Starting with verse 6.
第一件事讲说呢，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
这句话很特别。
Now these words are very unique.
讲到主耶稣啊，他有神的形象。
Who subsisting in the form of God.
他是三而一神的里面的一位神。
And he is one of the Godhead in the triune God.
保罗所以这样讲就保，为什么提醒就是，主耶稣是有资格有权柄来争的，他也不争。
And so he had this equality that he can grasp for, but he did not seek equality with God as a matter to be grasped.
他要强调那个不强夺。
And so the focus is on he did not grasp it.
那么今天呢，我们把它领会在我们的生活里。
So we must understand this in our living today.
就说呢，没有任何争强斗胜的意念。
There is no aspect of fighting over anything, to devour each other over anything.
哎呀，这个雅各告诉我们。
And Jacob tells us.
我们每个人里面都有战斗的私欲。
Each one of us is very competitive.
我们喜欢打仗。
Oh, we like to fight.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
从家里面就开始打。
Oh, we fight at home.
这个夫妻不吵架的很少。
It's very seldom the husband and wife does not fight.
我这些年也很好奇啊。
And I'm very curious these days.
我一直想找找看有没有夫妻不吵架的。
I really wonder if there's any husband and wife, any couple that does not fight.
如果我们中间有
，If there is,
请你们告诉我。
Please tell me.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
不
，No.
你要说夫妻吵架很正常。
It's very normal for a husband and wife to fight.
正常吗
？Is it normal?
因为你我里面有战斗的私欲。
Because inside we have a fighting spirit. We are competitive.
常常为着一句话呢，争那个面红耳赤的。
No, so for simple words, we begin a big fight over simple words. But we must know.
我们里面有这个败坏的天性。
We have this corrupt nature within.
所以呢，我们到社会上要争。
So we fight in society.
最后到教会里面也争。
Even in the church, we fight.
哎呀。
Brothers and sisters,
今天可以看见到处都出现这些现象。
And we can see this phenomena throughout.
这不是主的脚踪。
It is not after His footsteps.
你要有基督的心思。
We must have this mind, this mindset of Christ.
走在基督的路上。
And go after His footsteps.
主耶稣在世的日子。
When He was in this world.
从来不争的。
He has fought over nothing.
所以圣经讲他在街上听不见他有喧嚷的声音。
And there was no fighting when we see in the walk of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
教会要能和谐
There should be harmony, peace in the church.
我们里面必须要有这种的思想
We must have such a mindset, this attitude.
这是奔天路的人所走的
This is one who runs the heavenly way, one nature we ought to have.
那么第二件事情
Second.
在第七节
Verse 7.
他说反倒虚己
But made himself of no reputation, emptied himself.
原文的意思就是说倒空自己
He emptied himself
要把自己的兴趣倒出去
And he emptied all of his self-interest
其实这个最好的是什么呢
Now what is best to put it
就是一个奉献的生活
It is a consecrated life one who offers
弟兄姊妹你知道什么叫奉献
Brothers and sisters we know what it means to consecrate
当你在主面前祷告说主啊我把自己奉献给你
Oh Lord when we posture in faith I consecrate offer myself to you
你要想到下面一个可怕的结果
Oh but you have to realize what is to come
旧约呢就用献祭来做什么
What is the sacrifice
来讲这个奉献
When you sacrifice you offer the sacrifice
当一只羊被杀
It's to be killed
不仅流血
Not only the blood has to be
把皮扒掉
And has to flay the skin
还要切成筷子
And cut into pieces
最后呢把它合起来放在祭坛上
And then put back together and laid on the altar
然后用火把它烧成灰
And burn to ashes by the fire
什么叫做奉献
What does it mean to offer a sacrifice?
再也没有你了
That means no longer I.
所以你讲你要奉献给主
So when we say we're to offer ourselves to the Lord,
你要考虑好
Oh, think hard and good about it.
啊，那个就是什么
What does that mean?
没有己
No more self.
所以呢，基督徒要过奉献生活
So as a Christian, we must have a life of consecration of sacrifice.
主耶稣到地上来
Our Lord Jesus, when he
他就是把自己奉献给神
He offered himself to the Lord.
所以他成为被杀的羔羊
So he was the lamb who was slain.
那么他被摆在祭坛上
And he himself was placed on the altar.
主耶稣在地上
Our Lord Jesus on earth.
丢弃一切属于个人的兴趣
He emptied of all of himself, all of his self-interest.
他完全不为自己
None for the self.
我想这些话可能我们多年的都听见
I think we have heard this many a times.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要思想。
But brothers and sisters, think hard.
哎呀，我有的时候也是碰见一件事情，跟别人起这种冲突。
And sometimes when we encounter something, we have conflict with others.
我回来我就想，主啊，我不要活在自己里面。
Oh Lord, help me not to live in myself.
多么困难呢、啊、
It's so difficult.
我越说不要活在自己里面。
The more I say not the self.
这个己就越活。
Oh, the more living and active the self is.
啊，很多人呢、啊。回来之后几天几夜都睡不着觉。
And so, because of this struggle, we have sleepless nights.
我们有个姊妹告诉我们。
A sister told me.
她说有一个弟兄来看望她。
A brother came to visit her.
把她骂了一顿。
And scolded her.
她说她走了以后啊。
And after he left.
我七天都不能睡觉。
I couldn't sleep for seven nights.
到最后流鼻血。
As a result, I had no sleep.
哇，你看这个人的己是多么不容易放下。
And so she could not lay herself down.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
但是你要走天路。
But on the heavenly way，
你必须学会把自己的兴趣放下。
We must empty of all self, all self-interest.
撒旦要欺骗我们。
Now Satan deceives us.
他最容易就是用很多东西啊。来勾引你的己。
Now he used many things to incite ourselves, the flesh.
像我们 Dana 所讲的。
And as Dana shared,
很多事情的背后啊，有个钩子的。
Behind of all these things, there is this hook.
勾什么东西啊？
What is it hooking?
勾你那个脊。
It is poking, hooking to your flesh.
把你那个脊的欲望一勾出来。
And then we'll hook out and pull out the self.
就叫你整个生活打乱。
And then disrupt all your life.
叫你自己所有的侍奉被摧毁。
And all your service will go to ashes.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣到地上来，他把自己。
When he was on earth, emptied himself.
把脊倒空。
And he emptied himself.
今天我们要知道，在我们这个败坏的人里面
，you know, in this corrupt nature of ours,
很多东西都像垃圾一样。
And there are so many things, actually, they're rubbish, they're garbage.
你不要去宝贵这个东西。
Why do we treasure garbage?
有谁在家里面宝贵垃圾的？
You don't hold on to your trash at home.
我们有垃圾，我们都恨不得赶快丢。
When we have trash, we want to get rid of it right away.
哎，你会发现。
But we'll discover.
丢垃圾是很痛快的事情。
Oh, when we throw away garbage, we feel very happy tossing things away.
看见有的人拿了一包垃圾到垃圾桶。用力把它丢下去。
When we just pick up the trash and we just throw it hard and we find joy in getting rid of it.
丢完了之后，心里面很畅快。
And we feel so much joy release after getting rid of the trash.
所以你现在是把你的脊拿出来，给它狠狠的丢下去。
But with the same mentality, throw out the self, this rubbish self, and toss it away.
保证你就很快乐。
I guarantee you'll be very joyful.
并且很安息。
And very peaceful.
弟兄姊妹，在我们生活中太多这样的经历。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we have so many of these experiences.
然后下面再说。
And it continues.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And he took on the form of a servant.
啊，他为什么取奴仆形象？
And why did he take on the form of a servant?
他说为了服侍。
It is in order to serve.
啊，我们如果不做没有仆人的奴仆形象，你不能服侍。
If we do not have the form of a bondman, we cannot serve.
我们弟兄们常常讲
，Our brothers often share，
一个家族在雇一个仆人的时候
，Now when a family hires a servant，
最怕雇的是那个聪明的仆人。
They fear to hire very clever servant，
有个性的仆人。
Oh, someone with an attitude。
你把他找到家里来。
Oh, you have the servant at home.
按照他自己的意思做。
And they do whatever the servant wants to do。
你出门一下。
And when you're out，
你回来看你的家具全部摆设不一样。
And you come home and you see the servant, oh, put things in the wrong order。
他按照他自己的意思就给你摆起来了。
According to the servant's wishes, he places everything what he wants。
你知道我们今天侍奉主也是这样。
You know that's how we are when we serve the Lord。
圣经用了多少的例子说明啊
？And there's so many examples。
那个主人把家业交给仆人之后
，And so after the master handed things over to the servant，
他就自己往远方去了。
And he went afar。
哇，你看这个仆人多高兴。
And the servant was so joyful，
完全照自己的意思了。
Oh, I can do whatever I want。
哇，你主人仆人就做这个，那个恶仆就这样做。
And that's what the evil servant does, whatever he wants。
他忘记了主人还会回来的。
He has forgotten the master will come back。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
一个奴仆。
Now, as a bondman,
他就是没有自己的意见。
We do not have our own thought and opinions and ideas.
他只愿意听从主的带领。
A bondman only obeys the master.
所以主耶稣在世的日子
，And so when our Lord was on earth,
他心甘情愿做父的奴仆。
He was wholeheartedly willing to be a bond servant of God the Father.
他来了，不要受人的服侍，要服侍人。
He did not come to be served, but to serve.
所以听话。是做仆人的一个最重要的条件。
So therefore, to obey is the most important quality of a servant.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面
，We know in the Old Testament,
神让以色列人做神的仆人。
Now God has allowed for Israel to be His servant.
圣经里面，旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Covenant,
听话这两个字啊
，Now this word to obey
出现过1000次以上。
It has been appeared over 1000 times.
神的意思告诉我们，你要听话就好，听话，听话，听话。
In other words, obedience to obey is what God is after.
而以色列人听话吗
？Did Israel obey?
就是不听话。
They never obey.
所以他们遇见很多麻烦。
And so they brought trouble.
他们如果听话就好了。
If they just would obey.
所以在新约时代中
，So in the New Testament,
天父也有一个很简单的命令。
And Heavenly Father also has a very simple command.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
This is my beloved son, hear him.
你只要会听主的话
，As long as we hear him,
你就会过基督徒生活。
Then we will have a Christian life.
你会听主的话
，If we hear him, obey him.
你就在主 眼中能做对的事情。
Then we can do that which is right.
你只要听主的话
，If we hear him，
你就能给教会、给神的儿女带来祝福。
We'll bring blessing to the church, to the children of God.
就这么简单。
And it's that simple.
今天呢，我们晓得地上整个基督教把侍奉弄得太复杂了。
Today in this world, we have made it so complex in the church.
哇，你要这个要那个。
We need this, we want that.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你们原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this.
这个装备这两个字。
Now this word to equip.
本来这个字也不是什么不好的字。
Now this word is nothing bad itself to equipped.
但是我最不喜欢听这两个字。
Oh, but I really dislike to hear this word to equipped.
所以我要对那些人说，你根本不要装备。
And so you say, you don't want me to be prepared to equipped?
你只要会听主的话就好了。
Oh, you don't need to be well equipped, just hear him, obey him.
哇，今天人把这个装备弄得很复杂。
Oh, so this being equipped, we make it such a complex matter.
你把这些所有的装备都穿起来了。
And so we put everything on to equip ourselves.
像大卫穿着扫罗的盔甲，走不动路了。
When David was putting on Saul's armor, it didn't fit him and he couldn't move.
怎么没有那么复杂。
It is not that complicated.
听主的话就可以。
Hear him, obey him.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
主把这个简单的命令也给我。
And God gives me this simple command.
所以呢？五六十年过去了。
So 50-60 years have passed.
虽然呢，我也不是那么听话的。
Actually, I'm not too obedient.
但是呢，我在主面前学。
But I'm learning before the Lord.
每次我听话。
And each time I obey,
就一定有祝福。
There will be blessing.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.This is the truth.
所以取奴仆的形象。
So to have the form of a servant.
愿意听主的话。
To obey the Lord.
啊，然后呢，成为人的样式。
Taking his place in the likeness of men.
他事事愿与人一样。
And in all things he was made like man.
我曾经讲过。
And I've shared.
如果你这个人看起来跟人都一样。
If we are all look like men.
哎，我常常碰见有些人呢。
And sometimes I encounter others.
哎，他说我看很多这个人很像你啊。
Oh, I see others that really look alike, like you. What does that mean?
就是你这个相貌很平凡。
Oh, that means you look very ordinary, in other words.
太平凡了。
And so I see it everywhere.
人都跟你一样。
And so you look like everyone else.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
他这句话成为人的样式，主耶稣甘心情愿。成为一个平凡的人。
Therefore, taking his place in the likeness of man, he was wholeheartedly willing to become an ordinary person.
我们知道天然的人是恨恶平凡的。
You know, by nature, we don't like to be ordinary.
犹太人就是看他太平凡了。
The Jews look, oh, this is too ordinary.
哎呀，一看木匠家里面出来的。
He is a carpenter's son.
这乡下人。
And he is a village person.
他们怎么看得起他呢？
No, they despised him.
所以从前保罗一提到他就恨恶。
And so even Paul hated him.
太平凡了。
It's too ordinary.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我这次讲。
So when I share,
在希伯来书十一章里面。
In the 11 chapters of Hebrews.
我们应该有另外一个眼光看。
We should look at it from another perspective.
每一个人都是平凡人。
Each and every one is an ordinary person.
他们后来有了不平凡的经历，那是神加在他们身上。
Only because by the grace of God that's added onto them, they had extraordinary experiences by faith. Likewise, we can have those experiences.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你甘愿平凡吗?
Are you willing to be ordinary?
其实我们越来越感觉到这个世界。
In fact, we feel more and more in this world.
平凡人才真的是快乐的人。
Those who are ordinary, in fact, are those who are very joyful.
有的很多人呢，有大名望啊。
Now many who are well known.
他想去 market 里面买个东西都不敢去。
Oh, even the famous people, they dare not go into the supermarket.
是马路上散步他也不敢。
They don't even want to take a stroll in the street.
我们呢，什么也没有，对不对？
Well, we don't have much.
走到马路上。这个心里平安。
And so when we're taking a walk, we can go peacefully.
做平凡人有什么不好呢？
So what's wrong with being ordinary?
在属灵的事情上更是要做平凡人。
In spiritual matter, all the more we have to be ordinary.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你有这样的思想。
Do we have such a mindset?
走在主的脚中里。
To follow after the Lord's footsteps.
走在属天的路上。
To go on this heavenly way.
然后下面他说自己卑微。
And then it continues, and having found in the figure as a man humbled himself.
这个自己卑微啊
，and humbled himself，
他的降卑他的自己
，and he humbled himself。
他这个 humble 这个字原文是 lowly，
And then this word humble in the original is lowly.
把自己摆得很低啊。
And he placed himself very low.
啊，微小自己。
And he made them very little, very low.
我想你们可能听我讲过啊。
And perhaps you have heard me say this.
很多年前。
Many years ago.
那么我跟年长的江弟兄通信。
And I was writing with Brother Kong, we were exchanging letters.
结果他回信。
And when he wrote back to me,
他又回信啊。
And when he wrote back,
就叫我在房间里面坐立不安了。
And it made me uneasy in my room.
为什么坐立不安呢？
Why?
最后他说什么呢？
What did he write at the end?
主内小弟将所到。
He said at the end, he said, a little brother in the Lord, Stephen.
我拿到那个信啊
！When I read his letter,
我真的是不敢相信啊
！I dare not believe it.
你是一个年轻的弟兄对吧
？He's writing to a younger brother.
主内弟兄呢就很好了。
Even a brother in the Lord, that's fine.
他来个主内小弟。
He said, a small brother in the Lord.
弄了半天我不知道怎么回他的信。
I was very at odds. How should I reply to his letter?
我也不能写主内小小弟。
I cannot write back to him a small, small brother in the Lord.
我们的弟兄真的知道怎样微小。
And our Lord, our brother really know how to make himself low.
就这么一封信叫我们里面学到很大的功课。
And so even a letter, a plain letter from our brother really taught me a big lesson.
非常的受感动。
And I was moved.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主到地上微小自己。
So our Lord made himself little, made himself low.
他是羔羊。
He is the lamb.
将来到了永世里。
In eternity.
他是更小的羔羊。
And he is a little lamb.
启示录告诉我们更小的羔羊。
And Revelation tells us it is a little lamb.
这位伟大的主。
Our great Lord.
极其荣耀的主。
Glorious Lord.
众天使一同敬拜的主。
All the angels prostrate and worship.
他愿意微小自己。
But he has made himself little.
你我愿意微小自己
吗？ Are we little, willing to make ourselves
small? 如果我们微小自己。
If we make ourselves
small. 教会就没有难处了。
Then there is no hardship in the church.
如果我们微小自己。
If we make ourselves little.
家庭就没有难处了。
There is no hardship at home.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
都是因为我们太大了
It's because we're too big.
哎，我们越来越觉得自己大
We think we're big.
人家看我们小我们还难过
And when others belittle us, we get mad.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主愿意降卑
The Lord willing to humble himself.
我们愿意卑微吗
Are we willing to do like so, likewise? Is this mindset in us?
就走在主的脚中
Are we after his steps?
那么你就走在属天道路上
Then we will go on this heavenly way.
然后呢存心顺服
And he was obedient.
他是存心是他英文是 become
It was becoming obedient、
啊、那么他就是愿意顺服
And he was willing to be obedient Becoming obedient He was willing to be obedient
那么这个顺服啊
And this obedience
在克西马尼园里面主解释的最好
And our Lord explained this well in the garden
他说父啊照你的意思不要照我的意思
He says Father according to thy will not my will
这个意思是什么
What does this mean?
我把我的意志降服在你的意志底下
In other words I surrender my will to yours
这就是顺服
That is obedience
我们每个人都有我们自己的意志
Each and every one of us have our own will
哇我们在看见很多弟兄姊妹的 strong will
I see so many brothers and sisters we're strong willed
哇你碰到这样的人啊
When we encounter such a person
很难相处、啊、
Oh it's hard to get along
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and
sisters 我们连对神都是这样
And we are the same with God
所以我们把我们的意志降服
When we surrender our will to His,
这样的话呢，就是顺服。
That is obedience.
只有顺服
and only with obedience,
能叫神的旨意得成就。
Then the will of God can be done.
所以顺服最叫神的荣耀。
And so obedience brings the most glory to God.
主耶稣的顺服是一个伟大的顺服。
Our Lord's obedience was a glorious, great obedience.
罗马书里告诉我们
，Romans tells us,
因为一个人的悖逆，整个世界都悖逆了。
Because of one man's disobedience, all disobeyed.
但是因为一个人的顺服
But because of one man's obedience,
挽回整个堕落的世界
and has restored the fallen nature, the fallen world.
主的顺服是何等的顺服
and we can see what obedience our Lord obeyed. And when we have this mindset,
我们就走在他的脚中
then we will go after his steps.
弟兄姊妹，你成为一个顺服的人
then brothers and sisters, we become obedient.
你的生命你可以荣耀神
and our life can glorify God.
最后呢，他死在十字架上
and he died. Even the death of the cross.
我们知道基督的死
And we know the death of Christ.
那是一个受尽了羞辱的死。
It was a death filled with shame.
所以每次我看见饼杯。
So when we, each time when we see the bread and the cup.
我里面就有深处的感觉。
Each time we have to be deeply moved.
主恩深重。
And his grace is great and heavy.
不得了为我们付的那个代价。
It is beyond measure of the price which he paid for us.
他被手掌打。
And he was slapped.
戴荆棘冠冕。
And he put on the mocking crown of thorns.
吐得满脸都是唾沫。
And they spat on him.
然后呢，被鞭子打得遍体鳞伤。
And he was whipped and scars throughout his body.
然后把他剥得光光的。
And stripped him naked.
把他钉在十字架上。
And crucified him on the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是何等的死啊。
What a death.We look to the Lord's mercy. Yet he was wholeheartedly willing. And his death and became the foundation of our living, our life. It is also our greatest rest. It is our greatest salvation. My dear brothers and sisters.
So today, there are many things that we experience.十字架的死。
So today, at times, the Lord allows us to go through this death of the cross.
要思想主。
We have to have the same mindset.
因为时间到，我已经没时间讲例子。
And consider our Lord, I don't have time to go examples.
所以我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
保罗把基督耶稣的一生，四福音书里面关于主耶稣的记载。
Paul has summarized, condensed all the experiences, the life of our Lord in the four Gospels.
把它集中在七个重要的点上。
And share these seven important points with us.
只要我们有基督的心思。
When we have the mindset of Christ.
你自然能走在主的脚中。
We'll be after his steps.
你自然的能够走在属天的道路上。
We will naturally be on the heavenly way.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们不仅走在主的脚中里。
Today, not only are we after His steps,
我们成为他属灵的同伴。
But we are also His spiritual companions.
今天我们也是所有的弟兄姊妹。
Today, with all brothers and sisters,
我们一同走在主的脚中里。
We are all after our Lord's steps.
我们就是同伴。
Then we are companions on the way.
所以在这个末了的时代。
So in these last days,
在艰难的时代中跟随主。
In these difficult times, we follow the Lord.
我们知道我们。独自一个人奔走天路
，We know as we run along alone in this heavenly way，
是非常不容易的。
It is very, very difficult。
但是主给了我们很多的同伴。
But God has given us many, many companions。
保罗需要同伴。
And Paul needed a companion。
我们也需要同伴。
Likewise, we need companions。
但愿从这次聚会之后
，And maybe after this conference，
我们在座弟兄姊妹
，All the brothers and sisters seated here，
我们都成为。天路上的同伴
We will be companions on this heavenly way.
我们相互的勉励
And we encourage one another.
相互激励往前
And we cheer each other on onward.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
先知以赛亚
Now the prophet Isaiah.
在他的年间他已经预言末了的光景
When he prophesied that what is to come.
他告诉我们有一天耶和华殿的山要被高举
He says then one day.The mountain of the Lord shall be exalted.
高过万岭。
And on top of the mountain,
许多国的民要来前往。
Above all hills and all nations shall flow into it.
今天我们知道，在全地、全世界各个国家里面，都有很多神的儿女们在奔跑。
And we know throughout the world, many, many nations, there are many children of God who is running.
他们一同在往神的殿奔跑。
And together they're running toward the house of the Lord.
他们忽然说：“来吧。”
They say, come.
我们登神的山。
Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
我们奔雅各神的殿。
To the house of the God of Jacob.
我们要行他的道路。
And he will teach us his ways and we'll walk in his path.
但愿今天主使我们的耳朵。
And may the Lord open our ears.
听见这个呼召。
That we will hear this calling.
我们起来。
Rise.
奔这条路。
Run this way.
和我们的同伴们一同往前。
And as fellow companions, let us run together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们再说。
We say again.
时候已经来到末了。
We are in the last days.
我们的机会不多。
We do not have many opportunities.
求主使我们能珍惜眼前的这个机会。
May the Lord help us to treasure the opportunity before us.
无论年长年幼的。
Whether young or old.
都要珍惜这个。
We must treasure this.
让我们
So that
一同往前。
We will press on forward.
让我们奔跑天路。
Let us run this heavenly way.
让我们奔向神的目的。
Let us run toward the purpose of God.
好叫他来的日子。
So that when he comes,
我们的欢欢喜喜的一同聚在主的跟前。
We shall welcome him with joy and gather in his presence.
愿主祝福弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless us, brothers and sisters.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
你没有忘记我们。
Thou did not forget about us.
虽然这么多年过来，
Although so many years have passed,
我们的光景仍旧是软弱的。
Our condition is still very weak.
但是你仍旧鼓舞我们。
But thou still cheers us on.
激励我们。
Encouraging us.
今天这个世界快速地在变化。
And there are so many changing, the world continues to change.
四周显出来很多的兆头，
and there are so many signs around us,
都说明你回来的日子迫近。
That tells us the day of the Lord's return draws nigh.
主啊，我们要从深处呼喊。
Oh Lord, deep from our hearts we cry unto thee.
愿你快来。
Lord, come quickly.
愿你快来。
Lord, come quickly.
主啊，
Lord,
保守我们。
Keep us.
在你见你面的日子，
so that when we see thee face to face,
我们没有羞愧。
We shall not be ashamed.
求你让你的话留在我们的心中。
May thy word remain in our hearts.
成为亮光。
To be light.
成为生命。
To be life.
成为力量。
To be strength.
赐给我们里面有爱慕的心。
Grant us a heart to long and desire for you.
好叫我们一同起来奔跑前面的路程。
So that we will all rise up together and run the race that lies before us.
谢谢你的眷顾和怜悯。
We thank thee for thy mercy and grace.
谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for thy presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.